I am an everyday a touch of mascara kind of gal, though I love a full glam moment. So whether I'm simply just adding my Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara by Thrive Cosmetics, or adding their highlighter, eyeliner, or eyeshadow to my full glam, Thrive has been my go-to since 2020 for most of my makeup products, so that's why I'm so excited that they're sponsoring this episode. And why do I love them? Well, not only is their quality and their application just chef's kiss, but also the causes they support. In fact, it's in the name, Thrive Cosmetics. C-A-U-S-E Medics. Thrive Cosmetics and Bigger Than Beauty Skincare exist to empower their customers, employees, and giving partners to live their most confident lives. And so they believe in responsive giving. And so thanks to your support, they either donate their high performance products or much needed funds to help communities thrive. Can't emphasize enough how great their mascara is. Their unique formula creates tubes around each eyelash to lengthen them. Plus, it's incredibly easy to remove. Just a gentle wash with warm water, and it doesn't leave any smudges. The nourishing ingredients also support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. And let me tell you, as someone with blonde eyebrows, I really do appreciate the natural look of their Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner. This easy-to-use waterproof pencil holds like a wax and blends like a powder. So just a few strokes to the line of your brows and fill in any sparse areas, and it comes with a little spoolie brush to lift and tame your brows afterwards. So with 8 shades to choose from, you'll always find the perfect match for your natural brow hair color. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/magic. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/magic for 10% off your first order. With Mother's Day just around the corner, are you thinking about something truly special for your mama? I am. And let me tell you about MyLifeInABook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? So here is how it works. Every week, MyLifeInABook.com will send her a question via email, and these can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions you wish to ask. And then she can either type her response or record her voice. And then MyLifeInABook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And then guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. You get to preserve her voice and her stories for your family. I mean, imagine you're discovering stories about her youth, her adventures, the challenges that she had to overcome in life, the way that you two connect and relate, and also the way her grandkids will relate to her. I mean, this book becomes a legacy and something that you and your future generations can truly treasure forever. I mean, your mom's given you a lifetime of stories, so this is your chance to give her a way to share them. And not only am I creating one for my mom now for Mother's Day, but for my dad's birthday, as my dad is turning 80 this year, and I like to gift him with sentimental gifts. You know, he's gifted my family and I so many treasured moments. So I wanted to create something for us to collect these memories and for my future kids, for them to know my father's voice. So beautiful, sentimental, easy to use. Let me emphasize, easy to use. And you can truly create one for anyone. Your mom, your dad, your bestie, maybe even you. So check out MyLifeInABook.com and use code MAGIC at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's MyLifeInABook.com and use code MAGIC for 10% off today.
Mercury retrograde with the combination of crystals, in my opinion, is the fastest biohack out there, because you're working with planets and you're working with the earth, and then you're the bridge in between. And if you know how to tap into that frequency and that outlet, you can let go of some major stuff.
that pulse kind of keeps me back in pulse with Mother Nature and maybe in the rhythms of my body and the rhythms of nature. So when I am like in those rhythms, then I am more in a state of whatever I'm trying to accomplish. For this intention, it was sleep.
Now let the magic begin. Hello, Soul Tribe! It's Raquel, and I am so excited to bring this episode to you, to all the crystal lovers and the curious crystal seekers like myself out there. And today, I get to chat with the crystal queens themselves, Heather and Timmy of Energy Muse, aka my personal go-to crystal resource. As in, I always am looking at their website for whatever crystal questions I might have. And now I get to ask them all the crystal questions, well, almost many of the crystal questions that have always been on my mind. And laid out in front of me, when I do any podcast, I always have at least a few crystals, usually probably way more than I need though. Especially since I learned on this podcast that crystals actually happen to communicate with one another, and sometimes there may be a bit too much noise going on. However, I do feel like it's been pretty smooth sailing, and everything has happened and aligned for a reason when I podcast, so I feel good about it. But I know now to not have so many crystals next to my bed, so I need to do some feng shui-ing around here. And I'll let Heather and Timmy tell you why. I have the selenite wands that I ended up meditating with this morning as the ladies instructed me to. Well, they didn't really tell me to, but they inspired me to because it's something that Timmy does. She does the selenite harmonizing meditation in the mornings, and whoa, what a powerful experience it is. I highly recommend it when you listen to how she does it. And it's interesting that I also often podcast with the blue lace agate, which apparently they do too, as it has a very calming presence and it keeps you very grounded. So I was just naturally gravitated towards it. And I've been podcasting with it almost every episode. And there's just so much that is revealed in this episode. I just love talking with these goddesses. They are so high vibrational and so tuned in and aware and awake of things that are beyond the physical. This is exciting because this was the second time I got to talk to Timmy and Heather, who have actually been on the show before. They were one of Your Own Magic's first. So if you are interested, feel free to scroll all the way back to December 18th, 2017, where Allie and I had so much fun talking with this duo. Allie is my former co-host, and I remember it was really cool to talk with two other ladies who have been creating something great. And in this episode you're about to listen to, we talk about how Heather and Timmy have expanded their business since that time, because they've honestly just blown up. So I was curious. I had to ask, along with asking a wide range of topics, all revolving around the power of the C word, crystals. As I truly believe that crystals are the magic wands of Mama Earth that are gifted to us for a reason, and they are our messengers. They're there to remind us that there are forces beyond the physical, and that we can use Mama Earth's energies to provide us and align us with certain vibrations and frequencies that these crystals harness. And it may be something that we are seeking or our soul is seeking in some way. So in this episode, we talk all about how to work with these magical wands and how to use them to clear space and other energies that are not ours or no longer serve us, and to take spiritual inventory of our home and our workspace, and how to tell if a crystal is real and is actually of good quality, and also what to do when Mercury is in retrograde and how crystals can help.
And then, of course, new moon and full moon crystal rituals, crystal facials, crystal biomats, sleeping, meditating, calming the mind, and just alleviating anxiety and stress with crystals. There's just so much magical brilliance that these two bring. If you're at all interested in learning more about crystals, well, I highly recommend their book, Crystal Muse, and their site, energymuse.com. What's really cool is that they source their crystals directly from the miners themselves. So you know that it's of impeccable quality, straight from Mama Earth herself. And please do not make a drinking game of how many times I said crystals in this introduction, especially not during the podcast as well, because I don't think you'll remember anything if you did. But fair warning, the C word is going to be said a lot. Okay. Ooh, and speaking of the C word, I was curious if there were any sort of courses on crystals. The first place that I would obviously look would be your own magic sponsor, Skillshare, who have a 2-month offer for you for now $0.00. That's 2 months full free when you go to skillshare.com/your own magic. They have over 25,000 courses. So of course, of that 25,000 courses, of course they're going to have a crystal course or two or three. They have a lot, actually. I saw some on crystal healing and how to become a crystal healer and therapist. So intriguing. And of course, painting and drawing crystals, and honestly, just painting and drawing pretty much anything. And there's chakra healing and hypnotherapy, kicking bad habits for good, and nurturing your writing skills or starting to develop writing skills. And there's so many different freelancing courses, financing courses, tech courses, building an Etsy shop that sells, YouTube branding, and so many courses on social media, like organically growing your following, yada yada. So much that I thought you'd be interested in that I'd like to share with you here. And I'm sure that there is at least one course you may want to take for 2 months just for free. Why not? I mean, it's free. Or you might even want to take 2 or 3. It's unlimited. You can take as many as you want in this 2-month period trial. So again, try Skillshare for 2 months full free when you go to skillshare.com/your own magic. That's skillshare.com/your own magic. And you'll also be hearing a message from Fabletics mid-episode if you just happen to be interested in 2 pairs of yoga leggings, my favorite kind of yoga leggings, for $24. Just go to fabletics.com/magic. Link for that will be in the show notes. I just thought I would plug it in right here for ya. And now I also want to plug and shout out the Magical Yomi Review of the Week by Amanda Casey, who writes, "This podcast really changed me in the best way. 5 stars. Every podcast, I take something that resonates with my soul. It inspires me so much to focus more on the relationship with me. Being introverted, being in nature and painting really give me the most energy and at peace with myself. Traveling is the only thing I have not done yet. I'll be 26 in April. I am working a job as a custodian and for 8 years, but I feel so stuck in a rut. I have summers off and really feeling brave to place myself in a new place." And yes, you should, Amanda. Thank you, Amanda, by the way. And also happy, happy birthday, by the way. But yes, you must travel, especially if you want to develop this relationship with yourself, as I honestly can't think of a better way to really get to know so many different sides of you and your soul. So summer is just around the corner. Perhaps as a birthday gift to yourself, start planning the travels. You don't even have to go too far. Maybe just the closest state if you're in the States, or the closest fun big city. Just, or honestly, since you love nature, just a beautiful big nature spot with mountains or an ocean or a forest. Get an Airbnb with a friend or two, or go solo, whatever you feel most comfortable with. I have an inkling of a feeling you may be getting the travel bug insanely, and maybe you'll get to travel to more than one spot this summer. That would be amazing. But it doesn't matter as long as you just go. Just go set yourself out to go somewhere when you have the time and the space from your job. I'm excited for you to experience a rebirth. 26 is going to be a life-changing year for you. I have an inkling of a feeling. Also, I would love to have some Yomi vocals on the 100th episode of the podcast. So feel free to send whatever question you might have for me at hello@yourownmagic.life. But send an MP3, send a voice recording, maybe from your phone or something, and feel free to include your name and where you're from. You can plug your Instagram handle if you want, but I just want your beautiful vocals on the 100th episode of Your Own Magic coming up. Send it to hello@yourownmagic.life, and that information will be in the show notes. But now, without further ado, I believe it is time to let the magic begin with Heather and Timmy of Energy Muse.
Yay.
No, you guys are golden. I'm so excited. I'm so excited to be talking with the Crystal Queens again.
Oh, you're nice.
That's what you're officially known for. Oh, and I just loved our chat back all the way in 2017 when your amazing book, Crystal Muse, came out. And also this podcast just came out. So it was like we were both celebrating something new and the launch of something big.
Yeah. Well, God, it seems like eons ago. I can't even believe it.
I know. You two were actually, I believe, one of our very first podcasts.
Oh, wow.
So I want to thank you for that. Yeah. And then also thank you for your time again today.
Well, of course. We are always here for you.
Ah, thank you. And also, before we begin, I'm just curious, what excites you both the most in this season of Heather and Timmy's life?
Wow. What excites us the most in this season of our life? I would say, for me, it's a new beginning because both of my kids will be in college. And so there's this time of feeling a bit of freedom, like I've done my job. It is time for my little birdies to fly. And that means there's more time for me to concentrate here and really work and be in the passion of Energy Muse. And we've got some exciting stuff going on. So it's the perfect time.
Congrats on that. And I'm sure it's so hard to see your birdies fly away, but I bet you're so proud. So this is a new beginning for you. That's huge.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
And so this was Timmy that was speaking.
Yes.
Because I want everyone to distinguish the voices. Okay, so that was Timmy. And then Heather. Hello.
Hi. Hello. Okay, so the question is,
what excites you most right now?
What excites me most?
Yeah.
Okay. You know how there's different times in your life, I don't know if you've experienced this, where sometimes you're the student, sometimes you're the teacher, sometimes, you know, you're studying, and then sometimes you're sharing.
Of course, always.
I just feel, you know, Timmy and I just got back from Costa Rica. Have you ever been there?
No. What? Oh, I feel so out of it because everybody and their dog have been there but me.
Well, you know what? I had not been there either. So you and I were in the same boat.
Okay, good.
But it was the first time I had been there. And it was such a cool place because it was one of these places where I felt like the veil was so thin and you could manifest really quickly, where you would think something and then you could see it kind of start seeding and come to life. But what I learned, or I think what's active for me right now, is this whole, and maybe it's alignment with spring, but just kind of cleansing and letting go and really looking at some old patterns or some old ways of thinking that really don't serve me anymore, and being able to see it in a new objective, and really having this kind of feeling of newness, of being excited again to learn some new things and try some new practices and integrate some new knowledge. And so I'm really excited about that because I think as a seeker or as anyone on this journey, you know, it's a wave where you kind of stay in patterns of what you know and what you're doing. And I feel like I'm in a pattern of like rebirth of integrating a whole bunch of new stuff.
That is beautiful. It sounds like you both have such new beginnings and new ventures to look forward to. I also feel like that's one reason why I feel called to go to Costa Rica is because the veil is so thin there. It's amazing what insight is delivered to you when you open yourself up to those new opportunities mm-hmm. and new places and experiences.
It was crazy. And, oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Tell me. It was crazy. What was crazy?
Well, Heather and I were doing a lot of yoga while we were down there, and we literally both intended during our yoga class the same thing, but we didn't know it. And literally after the class, we were going back to where we were staying, and we were talking about the class, and we both figured out that the intention that we had intended upon, like, literally came to fruition within that hour and a half of yoga. And it was just, again, the veil being so thin and being so in sync with intention, I think is powerful.
Wow. May we right now thin the veil a little bit? This is one of my ways of doing it, is just a quick little prayer.
Yay. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Take a deep breath in. And exhale. Dear angels and divine guidance, may you use Heather, Timmy, and I as vessels to deliver a shared truth from our hearts and allowing the ego of our minds to take a back seat for a bit as we stay present and open with love and compassion and bring light from any experience of our life, bring lessons and messages of our lives to surface that will help and shift the lives for the better for everyone listening in one way or another. Aho.
Aho. Thank you.
That always grounds me. It makes me feel connected. So thank you for that.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
So instead of some sort of melodic flow with the questions, well, just depending how it goes, it always ends up flowing. But I have so many random questions about crystals for you.
Okay.
They always come to mind, and I'm like, this is the time I get to talk to the co-weens of crystals. And so I'm hoping I'm going to be able to ask most of them. But again, we'll see how it flows. But I wanted to give you this fair warning in advance, just in case it ever feels random. But there are so many layers to crystals.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Also, I want you guys to know, which is something that's really cool, is whenever I have a question about a crystal, I always go to the trusty Google Guru, and Energy Muse is always, which you probably know, is I no matter where I'm at in the world, by the way.
Wow.
Is always either the top result or in the top three of the searches.
Oh my gosh. Wow. No, yeah. We did not know that, but that's super cool. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it's because Google knows that I like to go to your site the most or if it's actually because you two are now way up there in the SEO. If you are, congrats.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
Yeah, that's so cool. So you have truly taken over in helping people vibe more greatly with these crystals. And with that being said, I'm so curious. I have to ask, on the business end, as a lot of women who are listening to this are starting their businesses or learning to venture into creating some sort of business, how has your business expanded since we last talked, and what are you both committed to doing on a daily or weekly basis to continue to grow your business secrets?
Well, you know, I think one thing, it's so weird that you asked this question. Well, obviously it's not weird, it's meant to be, but
yep.
We are moving our warehouse around right now. And with that being said, I am really, really super bad about giving things away or throwing things away because I have like this attachment to them. And I was going through these boxes, like literally crying this morning. So I'm like, oh my gosh, that's the box of our very first styles we did 19 years ago. And I'm like, I need to share this with Heather before I let him go. But you know, the one thing that we are committed to is truly helping people learn how to activate their intentions using crystal energy. And we're really trying to keep it simple, because I think in the past we've made things a little bit too hard, or maybe we haven't allowed people to release the fear of starting to work with crystals if they've never have. So I think we're really trying to just keep it super simple. And with our marketing and branding, know that we can be the go-to person, people, for a company, for people to come to and feel comfortable starting their crystal journey, continuing their crystal journey, or taking their crystal journey to the next level. I think there's all of those layers that will be there. And, you know, and what else, Heather? What else would you say would...
Well, you know, I keep going back to Costa Rica, but I feel like it was a moment of time that changed me. You know, who knows if I go back there, if I'll feel the same way and all the same elements. But I just think that the awakening that we have as, I think, as a leader in this, hopefully as, you know, part of this great community that we're in, and luckily every day to me and I get to be part of it, but really having this new level of just having this awareness and respect for Mother Earth, and balancing that, you know, take versus giving back, and more sustainability, more questions in our marketplace on mining and what's going on in that industry. And I think, you know, as the crystal industry's been growing, there's questions that when we very first started that we were never asked, that we are now asked, and we need to find the answers, and we need to dig deeper, because I think it's important for people to be educated so that we all can make an active impact on our planet, because the Mother Earth needs us to all be awake at a different vibration right now more than ever. Mm-hmm. And for us all to show up at a different level. And so as a company, as a brand, as people, as, you know, light workers, as whatever, we are also taking place on that collective of rising to that higher level of commitment in that area.
Well, it's interesting that you naturally do this, because your entire business is based around giving back to Mama Earth and listening to her by providing the world crystals to keep our vibrations up, and so we can stay open and continue to expand our consciousness and make and consciously have these new intentions and commitments for having a better life. You naturally, just the sole fact that you deliver us great crystals already does that.
Oh, thank you.
Yes. And also your intention and commitment for others. I believe that is truly your greatest secret to your growth as well, because that's crystal clear.
Thank you.
What crystals do you believe have helped Energy Muse expand, if any?
Well, you know what? I think that it's always good to have like a clear canvas to start your day with. So cleansing yourself or your area and having stones around you that keep that vibration high and clear are super important. So I know that we sell a lot of selenite, and we like to wear and have selenite around us mm-hmm. all the time. So I would say that selenite would be one of those crystals for sure.
I have, I think, 4 selenites in this tiny apartment of mine hanging around, and a couple I got from you.
Oh, great. Well, how does it make you feel when you have that around?
Well, selenite I love to have with me when I meditate, so I place it on my stomach, but I also will travel with it. I have like one that broke in half, and I don't know what that means exactly. So like the other half, I'll travel with it, and it honestly not only makes me feel more grounded, but I genuinely feel like it's my way of communicating with something beyond the physical when I'm in that meditative state.
For sure.
Yeah. And so it kind of keeps that energy there, which I love. And also, wait, speaking of meditations, I'm curious, how do you meditate with your crystals?
You know what? I do change it up because sometimes there's periods where I feel that I want to hold the crystals. And what I find is that spheres are amazing during meditation, quartz crystal. But then there's times where I feel as if, like I've been doing night meditation sometimes where I'll lay down and I kind of like the crystals to be on my body.
Yeah.
Because I feel as if it just, there's a different connection when you have something in your hands versus when you have them over your chest or over your heart or over your legs. Mm-hmm. It's almost as if one helps you go up with the spheres in your hand, and then the other one helps you ground into the energy of the earth. So you really do feel as if you're this bridge in between both worlds. So for me, I play around with both of them because I feel as if it brings me in balance because for me, it's easy. I like to go up into the higher realms.
Yeah.
That feels normal for me. So I have to really focus personally on grounding myself because I like it up there. I like that whole, you know what I mean? So that feels more comfortable sometimes for me than landing here on the planet. So when I do have the crystals on my body, it helps earth me in a way that is very stable and foundational. And I feel that feeds me on a really deep level. So I definitely think a morning and a night that are kind of yin and yang or the duality helps to bring that equilibrium back into our human energy fields.
Wow. Are there certain crystals that you prefer to place on your heart or down on your legs or on your third eye or something?
You know what? What I think is a really good starter one to do is because it'll help clear your energy of your day is if you have, selenite, if you even got selenite wands or just, pieces of selenite and you place them over your heart center, a couple on your legs and a couple in your hands. So really you would just need about, five total. And I like five because five is the number of change. Mm-hmm. But, what happens is when you lay them in your hands, you put one over your heart and you put two on your legs, it has this kind of frequency that will clear your energy field at a very fast level. And if you lay there for 11 minutes and you could listen to music, you don't have to do anything. You'll get up and you will feel completely different. It's almost like you gave yourself an energetic bath and you'll be ready to go to bed at such a level of contentment that it washes that mental debris of the day away.
Oh, okay. This is going to be my morning tomorrow. I'm excited. Oh wait, no, I don't even need just one more because like I said, my selenite wand broke.
Well, there you go. So now you know why.
I have now you know why. Why did it broke?
Mm-hmm. There it is.
There you know.
Because there's always a reasoning for it, right?
Totally.
But I do have this feeling, actually, the other half I need to give to someone. I just don't know yet.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, they'll show up.
They'll show up, exactly. Oh, always.
Yep.
Always. Mm-hmm. And then, so how about you, Timmy? How do you meditate?
Well, I haven't been sleeping very well. For whatever reason, I was really cranked up in Costa Rica. There was so much going on and so much coming to me. It was very, very hard, I found, to get into a relaxing mode, which sounds terrible because Costa Rica does have a relaxing energy. But I had been there a couple of times before, and I was determined to show Heather and just share with her all the wonderful things that I knew about. And then we together found oodles more to do. So I don't know. It was just, I was really amped up down there. So I came home super tired. And just like recently, even the last two nights, I have been on my IMRS mat and I've been laying there with a selenite on my chest because I just felt like I needed to recalibrate. And what was so good, it was like literally a sleepy time drug because I literally could barely get myself off the mat without popping up, breaking my selenite in half because I forgot it was even on my chest and getting into bed because I was so knocked out. And I've slept the last 2 days beautifully. Oh. And I needed that recalibration. Yeah. I don't know. I feel like a new person.
Wow. Isn't that amazing how we'll always be disrupted in some way, you know, we'll always have those small moments where we're disrupted in sleep, but then there's just that one thing that totally helps us. And it sounds like you biohacked your way, which I have been so interested in IMRS mats. Do you mind talking about them for a bit? People are probably like, what is all this? This sounds amazing.
You know, yes, it was kind of a biohack. I think the one thing that with those, the pulsation of the IMRS mat, for me, I guess, I don't know if this is completely true, that pulse kind of keeps me back in pulse with Mother Nature and maybe in the rhythms of my body and the rhythms of nature. So when I am like in those rhythms, then I am more in a state of whatever I'm trying to accomplish. For this intention, it was sleep. And so, you know, I did my settings with the mat specifically for that and de-stressing, and it really worked fantastically. I think also selenite used as a biohack. I literally sleep with that always either under my pillow or I'll sleep with it on my chest because I can tend to go into periods of time where I am in an insomniac and you're not functioning very well when you're in that state. So those would be my two go-tos. I hope that answers your question about the mat.
That's so helpful. Well, also, where can people get these mats?
We actually bought one from someone that actually, coincidentally, was the place where Heather started her whole journey with crystals over 5 years ago. And so it's a woman who's had a crystal store in our area where we live in the South Bay in Hermosa Beach. And she sells them. So we each bought one from her, I guess, about 6 months ago. So we've been working with them ever since. And I mean, when we travel, usually I'll take the small little pillow that you can travel with the IMRS mat. And then you just take the brain of the mat with you. So it helps with, you know, when you're traveling, you're off because I can't even think of the word right now. You have a
circadian rhythm.
Yeah, that. And you're just off because you're in a different time zone.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't take it this time. So that's probably what threw me also, unfortunately.
And I also love that you use selenite as a tool to put under your pillow. I also have dealt with insomnia and other issues like that. Do you know of any other types of crystals that we should keep under a pillow or on our nightstand or by our bedside to help us have a good night's sleep?
I definitely think it kind of is one of those things where I think a lot too many crystals in the bedroom might be not. Yeah, everyone, first of all, at the beginning of the day or at the end of the day, beginning and end of the day, you always have to trust yourself and listen to yourself first and foremost. But, you know, having access to so many crystals at any time, for me, I noticed that I had too many crystals in my bedroom and it was actually working against me personally. I'm not saying this for anyone else because some people have tons of crystals in their bedroom and they're absolutely fine. But I think as an empath and somebody that's very sensitive, I kind of had too much going on. And so when I simplified my bedroom and really scaled it back to only a few, and once again, the few might be different to other people, but I think as a general rule of thumb, you know, a couple really soft crystals for the bedroom are rose quartz, your selenite, some amethyst, or a celestite. Now, once again, other people might have other crystals they love, but what I found is when I brought other crystals or too many of the crystals in, it did affect my sleep because I felt like the crystals were talking all night and they were all communicating together. And I'm like, enough, you guys. So I had to kind of like, and I know that might sound odd if you're new to the crystal world, but if you've been in it for a while, they do talk to each other and they do like to be together, kind of like plants. Plants like to grow together. Crystals like to be in a community together. And when they're together, they kind of chit chat and their energy gets a little bit stronger. So, if you are, you know, somebody who has a lot of crystals and maybe they're a lot of them are in the bedroom, maybe try taking maybe all of them out of the room and maybe just leaving one and see if that helps your sleep at all.
Or two. He might need a friend, or she.
Exactly.
Well, that makes a lot of sense because there's so much. Obviously, they're vibrating at such a different frequency than we are, and there's so much energy that surrounds them that perhaps it could be disrupting their sleep. Because what if some of us have some very energetic crystals around?
Yeah,
as well. And so absolutely, that makes a lot of sense. How about now one of the biggest things that people ask me every time I do a Q&A is, how do we let go of stress and anxiety? So now I want to take this to a crystal level. What are some crystals that can help alleviate this sort of mental and physical chaos on our mind and body that is just really hard to shift?
Well, I have one in my hand that I love because, you know, doing podcasts, sometimes you want to just be in a state of calmness. And so I like to hold and have blue lace agate on me quite often. Actually, I wear it every single day in a pendant form, and I'll stick a couple in my bra once in a while, or I'll just hold this chunk of blue lace agate. I just find, like, even with looking at it, it kind of looks like waves when you look at the motions in the crystal, and it's soothing, and it's a very pretty and light, and I don't know, it just is a very peaceful stone for me. So that's my go-to.
I love that. And then how about you?
So for me, crystals are this kind of touchstone thing for me when I get stressed out, that I feel like I have a friend. Because sometimes, you know, we all could get trapped in our minds and hit autoplay on a thought that's not even true, but we get captured in that neurology of it all. So I like to just have a crystal around, either on my desk or somewhere where I can hold on to it. And it's kind of like this messenger of, all right, come on now, come on, take a couple breaths. Let's not get trapped in the illusion of what's going on in your head, because that's not for real. It's just where you're playing right now. So crystals, when I'm able to hold on to them, whether it's like an agate or a hematite, some of these more really stones, I like the ones that have iron in them, where they kind of, the minute I hold them, they have this force field of, they bring me back down to earth. Because what happens is when I'm able to get out of my mind and land back in my heart, then I'm not as distracted. I'm not as frantic. I'm not as stressed out, because I let the master heart lead instead of the mind, which was taking me on a roller coaster ride. So
it's so interesting you both also brought up agate, especially since I figured, for whatever reason, I thought it was more of like that strength and warrior stone. But I always have my agate right next to me when I podcast too. I'm looking at it right now, and perhaps it is because it is actually a calming presence. No matter what people say, it's like your heart tells you, you know how it makes you feel. Mm-hmm. Isn't it the warrior stone and something to bring you more strength and energy?
Yeah. I mean, I think that, I think it helps to stabilize. And I think it helps to give a solid foundation. And I feel that when people are in that state of complete connection and in alignment with themselves, yeah, they are a warrior. They are fearless. They are courageous.
Yeah.
It's when we are fragmented is when we can't tap into that warrior essence.
Something free for you, free for 2 whole months when you go to skillshare.com/your own magic, a new URL to get 2 months for free with Skillshare. I'm so thankful for the sponsor and that they are continuing to gift us an even better deal. Like, what? And it's because millions of students have been using Skillshare to expand their human self in many different skills. They have an array of skills to help us along our journey for a more abundant 2019. Skillshare has over 25,000 online courses now, from creative courses like writing or poetry, photography, drawing, animated illustration, all kinds of illustration, video editing, other kinds of editing, probably podcast editing, culinary, and even tips for your business, from social media marketing and freelance guidance and management and so much more. Oh, I can't forget to mention also tech classes like gaming development or app development, and lifestyle classes like health and wellness and language. Just an abundance of courses for free for 2 entire months. Join me in their self-publishing class. That's the new one I'm taking, but I've taken a couple of their creative writing courses and an entrepreneur course and a productivity one. Who knows? I'm also kind of curious about singing. I might try the singing course just too, since the universe knows that that is not my forte at all. It might not be a gift, but I can learn a new skill. Anyways, go to Skillshare.com/your own magic for your free 2 whole months. That's Skillshare.com/your own magic. We talked about this during the first podcast, but I'm sure that you've picked up so many new tools and discoveries along the way. And let's say someone is in the hunt for a brand new crystal. How do they choose one?
Well, you know, people will come into our showroom and they'll say, I need a crystal. And we're like, okay, well, what are you working on in your life? And this is one of the things that is sad to me, is that most people don't even know what they want. When you ask them what they're looking for or working on, they don't know. It's like they want this magic cure to maybe everything in their life. And as we know in life, you've got to take it one step at a time. So give us a word, give us an intention, give us something that you're working on. Let's just say it's love. Well, then we can point you into those crystals that you can use as a tool with the intention of finding love, feeling more love for yourself, making a relationship that is loving, more loving. And it's really, really simple. So in that case, it could be rose quartz. But 99.9% of the time, people will walk into our showroom or even choose from the website what they are attracted to or resonating with. They know instinctively. But what, again, we're trying to do, which I was saying from the beginning, is we're trying to make it really easy for you. Take the guessing game out, really breaking it down into most categories that people are trying to work on in their lives, like love, abundance, anxiety, and then telling you which stone would probably be the best that we could recommend, and then what to do with it.
But I think with the crystals, you know, because they are messengers. I mean, they've been here for millions of years. They hold, you know, the stories of the earth. And, you know, as humans and as, you know, energy fields, we really are being called more than ever is to tap back into our inner power, our inner truth, our inner authenticity. And we really need to trust ourselves. And the only person that knows who we are and what's best for us is ourselves. But we get distracted. We lose that connection to what our personal truths are. And we ask other people and whatnot. But sometimes just having some time alone or just like listening, we really do know. It's just we have to take the time to do that reconnection. So I definitely think that what Timmy's saying is great with the, you know, helping people and simplifying it. Like if you want love, here's rose quartz. But if you want to go even to a deeper level, which is, you know, I think as you mentioned at the very beginning, there's so many layers with crystals. That's why we could talk about them for, you know, so many years. Is that next layer is working through your distractions, working through the things that keep you away from yourself. And if you just sat with yourself long enough, what would you choose? And then when you get that answer, then take action on it, because that's where you are right now.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And sometimes you get that answer when you also walk into those sacred like spaces, mm-hmm. like stores like yours, where there's just that very grounding Mama Earth energy. So you feel more tapped into you. And honestly, pretty much everywhere I visit, I love to walk into some sort of crystal or new agey store. And I walk around, and if something just speaks or sings to me, mm-hmm. and I have no idea what the crystal is, for example, but it's singing to me for whatever reason,
yeah.
I get it. I don't even think twice. I get it. And that actually delivers a message to me when I end up looking and just like learning more about it, mm-hmm, whatever yeah, that mm-hmm. crystal is. It kind of gives me a glimpse into whatever the message is that my soul is delivering to me at that time.
Yeah, it's powerful.
Well, yeah, to really walk into those places and just be open, I think is key, and see what mm-hmm. sings to you.
Absolutely.
Now, let's say it's Mother's – well, Mother's Day is around the corner in the States, and also there's Father's Day and many spring and summer birthdays, and there's weddings and graduations. It's like we're entering the seasons of celebrations, and they're coming up.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And honestly – yes, yes, yes.
Yes, and crystals are honestly the perfect gift for pretty much anybody, male and female. Like, I definitely would love to give my dad a crystal and my brother a crystal. I don't know how my brother would, what my brother would think of it, but I'd still be happy to give him a crystal. Oh. And how,
yeah.
So how can we choose a crystal for someone else?
Well, you know what we've been doing a lot and what we found, which I love that you said this about men, because we have been realizing that more people want crystals, and people that maybe are not looking for them for spiritual reasons or energy reasons. People are saying, hey, look, I want to have a crystal in my house because I want to have it for my home decor. I want to have something in my living room. I want to bring a piece of the earth inside because maybe they live in a city or they don't have that instant access to Mother Nature. So what we've been finding is that we have these agate slabs that are on a stand. We have these crystals now that you would walk into a house and they look as if they're part of the environment. And what's interesting is these agates and these crystals that we have on stands, men are going crazy. They are loving it because they have this essence where they don't look like they're just kind of artwork. They're earth art, and yet they look an amazing in an environment. They blend, they have these natural colors, and they actually make a room look very, very sexy. And so we're finding more and more men are shopping for these home decor pieces, which is kind of actually surprising because we thought more women. But what we're finding is men are being very attracted to these pyrite cubes that they put on their desk at the office, because pyrite is the stone of wealth.
Right, I see that.
And so you would be surprised how many men or how many people, women or partners are buying these for financials and actually integrating into offices at work.
The decor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's brilliant. I think every office should have a ton of pyrite.
Yes. Yes. It works. It works.
And maybe citrine as well.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, citrine's amazing. A lot of it on the market is color enhanced right now. So there is, you got to kind of watch the citrine nowadays because some of it is amethyst that's dyed. But so, just be aware. What? But yes.
Wait, I'm so curious. So we have fake crystals that are floating around.
Yeah.
Potentially. I'm so curious about the quality of crystals. Like, how can we tell A, that they're real, and B, that they're good or of high quality?
You know what? I think it's kind of like with everything. I think that what's so great about crystals and this world is that there's so much information now for people that are buying that it's almost like food. You got to take a look at it. Is it organic? Is it non-GMO? You know what I mean? You have to know where your comfort level is. You have to make sure that the person who's supplying you has authenticity and they're asking the questions. I think it's a new marketplace. I mean, I know that we try our best to always ask questions. We're going through all of our crystals, but, things sneak through. It's not a perfect science as of right now, but we do take a lot of time and energy with our miners and who we are buying from, which we get, you know, we've been doing this for a long time. So we are able to buy directly from the miners. So, but, you know, in the marketplace, citrine is one of those stones. And, you know, once again, always educate yourself and do your own research. But it's just one of those stones. It's getting expensive. It's real citrine is expensive, not the color dyed form of citrine. So, you know, just ask questions, read, and educate yourself, because you just want to do that regardless, right?
And again, I think you can just tell intuitively, like you can feel when you touch the stone, you can just feel like this is of high quality or not.
Totally.
That it's pretty easy when you're in a certain, like I've walked into certain stores that definitely feel a little off in some way.
Yeah.
They don't feel super authentic and their prices are super, super, super amazing. Mm-hmm. Where it's almost too good to be true. So yeah, it's all also use your intuitive sense. That's very interesting to know. And that's cool that you guys deliver straight from the miners.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, once again, I'll say, we're learning, things are new even in our industry, and we've been doing this a long time. And yeah, are there counterfeit crystals on the market nowadays that weren't there before? You bet. I mean, it's a bigger industry now. So, you know, we have to ask different questions than we used to, but we are, we're being as transparent as we can in an industry that's changing, and we're on the ride too, but we're putting it out there. So, you know, that's what I'm saying. Like, be educated, know your sourcing, look at some of the pricing. Sometimes too good a pricing, there's a reason for it. It's, you know, so as long as you know the questions to ask, then you will. But what's so great is there's a lot of great crystal people out there. So the opportunity of really having high caliber people that you're buying for them is very high, you know? So there's a lot of great people in our industry that are providing great crystals.
I think this is so good for everyone to know. Thank you for that. Dear yogis and active peeps, Fabletics has an extra special treat for you for the Soul Tribe, gifting you two leggings for only $24. Yeah, to help you live your passion every day. Just go to fabletics.com/magic. And if you are not familiar with Fabletics, well, they're basically the Netflix of yoga pants. And this may be embarrassing to say, but they're pretty much the only thing I wear these days, as they are just so cozy and fit so well on my human shell, making my human shell feel so fit. And my favorite pair of yoga pants are still my rose-colored high-waisted Fabletics, but also my new high-waisted black capris. And oh, they look so good, they feel so good, and they make me just want to play and flow. All their pants do. And also their sports bras, they may be my new obsession, especially on my runs, because they really hold me in. But what I love most about them, besides the fact that they're, again, cozy and the best looking pants on my body, is the fact that they are constantly changing their designs all the time. And they're the most affordable quality activewear on the market. Very high quality material. It's just amazing how this aligned and Fabletics manifested in my life. Because like I said, they really are the coziest and most fitting activewear for my body. They also have this really cool VIP members program, which gives you better deals of about 50% off regular prices, plus free shipping and additional perks that you can't resist. So I actually ended up joining that. And so, Tribe, again, Fabletics is gifting you two leggings for only $24, which is a $99 value. So just visit fabletics.com/magic. I'll leave it in the show notes. That's fabletics.com/magic and pick your two pairs. I also know that Energy Muse has been helping guide so many people to learn how to take spiritual inventory of their own home. So what in the world does this mean, spiritual inventory, and What does the process look like?
Well, you know, it's interesting because someone was actually staying at my house while we were gone. And when I came home, it just felt different. So spiritual inventory, like, what is it? It wasn't like bad different. It just felt like there was a different energy. So, you know, you've got to clean your space. And so saging the space and walking around, like in our very first book, Crystal Muse, Heather had worked with a Native American gentleman named Bobby Lake Tom, and he gave us a prayer that we could use for the first time ever. It was published, that you can use while you are using sage to cleanse the area of your home. And so I will use that prayer along with my sage and just cleanse every single room and like let go of what no longer serves the home, no longer serves my family, nor myself, and open all the windows, let the sunshine in, and get that energy out. And then I will go around the house with Palo Santo and bring in blessings. And so I also love the Ave Maria. Like I love anything that whoever sings it or just instrumental. So I will blare Ave Maria while I'm doing that also. So that's kind of how I will go around and cleanse the area of my crystals need to be cleansed and my space and myself.
Ooh, I love that ritual because I usually choose. I'm like, am I feeling sage or am I feeling Palo right now? I look at both of them. Sometimes I'm feeling sage, sometimes I'm feeling Palo, because I always, whenever I enter into a space, even a new Airbnb, or when someone stays for a while and then they leave, I always sage or Palo Santo. But I love the fact that you do both and you blast one of my favorite songs. I'm going to start doing this.
Well, you know, it's funny you mentioned that because Heather was intuitive enough to know that where we were staying when we first got to Costa Rica, that also fell off. Mm-hmm. And so we went around to some of the stores in that area and got sage and Palo Santo and incense. And Heather has taught me to work with like the megahertz music. So we were blasting that and Tibetan bells music, and that cleared our space. And we felt much more grounded after that.
Beautiful. And now also, okay, so we have some retrogrades coming up. Well, we have July 8th through August 1st. There's going to be a retrograde. And I realize my first retreat is going to be happening during that time. The first one that I'm co-hosting.
Well,
and yeah. I know it's during Mercury retrograde. I'm like, what? I don't like the sound of this. But also at the same time, I know that we can use the power of crystals and so many other beautiful tools to just help us through it and work and dance with Mercury if we want to in retrograde. So how can we survive Mercury retrograde with crystals?
Well, you know, the thing is that when you're working with planetary alignment, the number one thing is to work with it versus against it. And, you know, Mercury retrograde is all about release and redo and rethink and rework. It's all about it's like whatever word it is with re in front of it. So I think it's a perfect time to actually do a retreat, because usually when people come on a retreat, they are they're looking to reevaluate their lives. They're looking to reinvent themselves. They're looking to release, right? And so definitely when you're working with the crystals, I think that, you know, your black tourmalines, these the labradorites, the grays, the blacks, you know, these black kyanite, these stones that help you to cut away, help you to let go of what no longer serves you, any programming that you might have that really needs to be re-looked at from maybe your childhood. And Mercury retrograde with the combination of crystals, in my opinion, is the fastest biohack out there, because you're working with planets and you're working with the earth, and then you're the bridge in between. And if you know how to tap into that frequency and that outlet, you can let go of some major stuff. Now, once again, it might be a bit more intense, but if you're in a safe environment and when you're with qualified people and you're having open communication, you can fast track and timeline quickly. And so, you know, we definitely have a new book coming out. It's called Crystal 365. It'll be in the news. It'll be out on the market in November. And basically, that whole book is about, here's a crystal, here's an action that you can do in 1 minute that's going to render you results. And so one of them is about black kyanite and how to cut the cords with your past, with toxic thoughts and things that no longer serve you, and how to do that on a daily basis and quickly so that you can let go. But black kyanite, once again, and black tourmaline, those are great stones for Mercury retrograde.
Beautiful. You not only just got me more excited about having my retreat time it's in, but some new ideas to hold space as people release and reinvent. Oh, that's so exciting.
Yeah, it is exciting.
For that message. I needed to hear it.
Well, it's kind of cool. You can facilitate this.
Yeah, I'm so excited to hold that space and to dance with Mercury in retrograde with the crystals.
Absolutely.
Yes, that is going to be powerful. Also, what are your thoughts and experiences when it comes to crystals and something that everyone's interested in, manifestation? Do you have any specific manifestation practices with your crystals?
Well, we actually, we were together again in Costa Rica, and we were invited during this new moon, which is a really good time to manifest, to be with a circle of women. And not only did they want us to all be together and talk about our intentions and how we can all manifest whatever we're trying to manifest, but we were talking about crystals. And literally during the hour and a half we were together, it started pouring down rain. And the woman that was facilitating the group was like, this never happens at this time period in Costa Rica. And it was so powerful. But what we were doing is everyone was writing down their intentions during that new moon and what they were hoping to intend for the 30 days until the next new moon. And we have this actual ritual that's in Crystal Muse, our original book, where literally you take a piece of paper, and within the circle or oval that you draw on a piece of paper, you write down your wishes. And in each of the four areas of a circle, you would put a crescent moon design on the outside of it. And you could look at this within our book. But anyway, as we were literally all writing our wishes, it started pouring down rain. And it was just so powerful. But anyway, so what you do with the crystal is you would fold up that piece of paper after you've signed it and dated it and given thanks for this opportunity to manifest these wishes, and put your favorite crystal on top of it and put it into an area that will be untouched for 30 days and just let it sit. And then you can go revisit those wishes and see how many came true.
That is beyond powerful. Wow. I love that ritual. And I love the fact that it rained when you were in Costa Rica, and it was like Mama Earth was cleansing everything that you needed to have cleansed at that time in order to move forward between then and the next new moon.
That's exactly how it felt. It was, it was super, super powerful. Cool.
The neighbors were probably like, why did you have to do this? How about for your full moon rituals? Do you have any specific crystals that you use during that time? How can we use crystals during our full moon rituals?
Well, you know what? I think that moonstone and obviously selenite, those are very linked to the energy of the moon. So those are great stones to, go out in a full moon, take those crystals and I like to give myself a moon bath. And it's as simple as walking outside, taking your crystals, putting them on the earth or whatever you want to do, looking up at the moon and just feel its moon beams beaming down on you. And so the crystals that really hold that frequency and like to be, absorbed with that energy are moonstone. And I love that moonstone is all about your destiny. And it's the stone that you, when you want to have more inner purpose and guidance, divine guidance. So, sometimes people will take water and they will put moonstone in the water. And if you can, leave like a cup of water outside, and have that water like infused with the energy of the moon with your actual crystal. And I know that I have friends that what they'll do is they, on a full moon, they will put salt and they'll put flowers and they'll put all this energy in this big pot. And then they'll put it in mason jars. And when they take a bath or they take a shower, they'll scrub themselves with the salts and then they'll drizzle the moon water over them to help them really connect with that divine feminine energy and to really invoke that essence of the moon, that fullness, that vibrancy, that whole essence of knowing that you are divine, that you're part of something so much bigger than yourself and that inner grace.
Oh, that sounds amazing. I'm definitely one who loves to cleanse all my crystals with Mama Moon beams, especially during the full moon.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I never heard of the salt infused with flowers.
Yeah.
And then the moon water. That's
yes.
Brilliant. Wow. Ooh, and you know what? What if, this just came to mind, what if you were to also just have one without the salt? Just put some filtered water out in a mason jar, close mm-hmm. the lid, and
yes.
maybe a few of them. And then throughout the month, you can drink some moon water.
Absolutely. Mm. There's so many things you could do. And you know what I love about what you just said is that it just gets your creativity going. It's like you heard of this ritual and now you're like taking it even to another level. And that's what it's all about as us as a collective going, oh, I love that idea. How let's shift and shape it. And here's other ideas to add on it or take away. And they're all right. And once again, just tapping into where you are, how much time you have and what you want to do, because you have 12 different moons you could work with, right? Throughout the year. So lots of fun stuff to do.
Oh, this excites me. Oh, I'm so excited to do this and get more creative, especially using Mama Moon, especially during the full moon.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Are you both ready for, I would love to call it rapid fire, but it never ends up being too rapid. So I'm just going to call it random fire.
Okay.
Great.
Yes, we're ready.
Yes. So are you both early birds or night owls?
I'm definitely an early bird.
But you are a night owl. Give me a break.
You know what?
Okay. Come on. No.
Well, we travel together a lot, but I do like to get up early, but I have been staying up late.
Yeah.
I have a lot of rituals.
Yeah. It's like, I remember Timmy and I would stay in the same room and it took Timmy like an hour and a half to go to bed. I'm like, what? You gotta simplify this. This is exhausting. Anyway, I'm an early bird for sure.
I love when people are on together because no one gets away with anything.
True.
How about your morning routines? What do they look like?
Well, you know, I kind of was out of mine, but now I'm trying to establish another one again. And so I have found that when I really sit quietly for the first 5 minutes of my day, whether I'm holding selenite harmonizers and I just put my timer on for 5 minutes to just regroup and kind of reset so that my day is calm, that definitely seems to help. I can't always get there, but I have been trying. I have been trying to shift off coffee too, because again, I felt like I was so jacked up in Costa Rica that I needed to kind of reshift. And so I've been drinking the Four Somatic, is that how you pronounce mm-hmm. it? The mushroom drinks, the coffee. And I have to say, it feels like it's bringing me clarity without the spazziness, because I'm total like triple type A and I don't really need the caffeine. So that's been helping a lot.
Oh, they're so good for non-coffee days.
Yeah. I mean, again, I'm going to have some coffee here and there, but that's been helping. And then I also have been trying to journal and really do three things that I was grateful for the day before.
I love that. I love that you call it selenite harmonizers, by the way. That's what I'm adding to my morning routine tomorrow, or my selenite harmonizers.
They're the best.
And how about you, Heather?
Every morning I do prayers, intentions, and wishes. And that usually takes me 45 minutes. And I also do mantras. So I do all this with holding a manifestation crystal. So that is how I start my day. And I have, you know, I have kids still that I'm getting off to school. So that's why I'm more of a morning person. But I definitely, that is a priority. I've been a meditator for 30 years, and there's not really many days that I miss that, because I can't even imagine. It's just, it's so part of what I do that it's almost like how I have to plug in. And when I have to do it very, I have to do it the second I wake up, it's the first thing I do.
Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, for 30 years. Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah. Yes.
I can't wait to see what I'll be like when I meditate for 30 years.
Well, let's put it this way. I'm still on the journey, because if anybody knows that does this, it, you know, you go to different layers with yourself. So I would be afraid to see what had happened to me if I didn't do this, because I was, you know what I mean? It's what saved my life. I learned transcendental meditation many, many years ago. But I don't know what I would have done had I not got on that journey then. So, but thank God. Yeah.
Thank God, indeed.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Yeah, exactly. Thank God.
What is your manifestation crystal, by the way?
You know what? I collect manifestation crystals, and I have a whole bunch of them. And there's a manifestation crystal is where you have a crystal and there's another crystal, not like a phantom. It's just a crystal. Oh. Yeah, it's a crystal within a crystal. And they're
a real crystal.
A real crystal that grows within a real crystal.
Wow. Yeah. That's so cool.
Yeah.
How about for breakfast, guys? What are your favorite breakfasts? Everyone always wants to know breakfast.
Well, I've actually been on shakes since I've been back, because I don't know. I was so into our fruit every morning, and it was so sad because I haven't been able to find the papaya and mangoes that we were so lucky to have every morning.
Of course.
Yeah. So I've been trying to do, like, you know, some kind of a protein shake in the morning.
It's so hard to find the right papayas when you're not in the tropics.
Seriously.
It's really hard in Utah.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
The frozen stuff just doesn't cut it, you know?
Oh gosh, no. No. And how about you, Heather? Favorite breakfast?
I either will do fruit, or avocado, or I'll make some kind of shake.
Yum. Simple.
Yeah. Yeah.
And your beauty crystal routines?
Well, I usually travel with my jade roller. I really tend to love that because, you know, as I've gotten older, my skin's gotten drier. And so I'm like putting all these emulsions on and these really cool oils. And I find that with using that jade roller, not only does it help with the lymphatic system and helping to drain that in the face, but if I'm feeling a little puffy, it kind of depuffs. You can throw it in the refrigerator for a couple minutes, and then it's nice and cool, and it feels so good. And it helps, I think, to bring the oils into the skin deeper so that they're really getting drenched with that wonderful oil.
Oh, I miss my jade roller. You're making me miss it more. You don't need a new one.
We have them.
Yeah, that's true. I'll just order some. And then Heather.
I like to give myself I give myself crystal facials. And so what I'll do is I'll put a sheet mask on, and then I will lay certain crystals, like I'll put hematite under my eyes. I'll put rose quartz in certain places. Jade. We have on Energy Muse on our blog, we have crystal facials that for rejuvenation, one for beauty. And I find that when you have crystals on your face over a sheet mask, it's a really great way to rejuvenate your face quickly.
Oh, I am mind blown. Crystal facials.
Yeah, they're the best.
Using this.
Yeah, they're the best.
Wow. You're going to stay looking young for life and
uh-huh.
So vibrant.
Yes. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. For sure.
If both of you could only carry one crystal around for 30 days, just one, so no other crystals in your space, in your magnetic field, what would it be and why?
Well, I know Heather actually challenged all of us to do just this mm-hmm. this year.
No way.
And our whole team actually did it, and we all picked one and either, you know, wore it or put it in our pocket or just had it on us. And so my go-to at that point, and I still have to say, would probably be blue lace agate. Just for the peacefulness, the tranquility, I tend to run a little bit more in the energetic realm. And so I do need to just remember to take it back a couple notches, calm down, and stay in a peaceful state.
Mine would be shungite for sure, because I'm very, 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 very concerned about the 5G that's starting to hit our planet. And, I definitely think that we are bombarded with EMFs on a daily basis with computers and routers and all the stuff. No. So Shungite is this, it gives us an extra layer, an extra shield. And I definitely think it is a stone. If there's any takeaway from today, please do your own research on it. It's called Shungite. Look at the science behind it. Look at, it comes from Russia, but it is being touted as the miracle molecule of the 21st century. And I believe 100% that it is. And I think it's a stone that every human being needs.
And well, when you look at it, it looks like such a power stone as well. Okay, I love Shungite. I think that everybody, yes, should go get one right now, especially.
Yeah.
You made your case. Mm-hmm. especially with everything going on right now. Do you remember the crystal that you were drawn to the most as a little girl? Because I remember mm-hmm. mine. I'm just curious what yours is. Mm-hmm.
Mine was amethyst. Mine was amethyst, yeah.
I would say quartz, just because I think you can find quartz in rocks. And I used to love to collect rocks. And I had a rock tumbler. And I was totally into that. And I just remembered that not too long ago, my dad and I were talking about it. And yeah, I would say quartz.
Cute. Mine was tiger's eye.
That's a good one.
That is.
It's so interesting. Well, now I realize I looked at your site and I was like, why? And you'd said that because, well, I've been told by so many psychics, mediums, that I'm a shapeshifter. And so maybe that is why. But also my eyes, that my eye color, sometimes they're kind of like a gold when the sun is shining on them. But people usually say that they look either gold or a honey brown. And others have said kind of that tiger's eye.
Wow. So that's cool. Yeah,
yeah. I'm still drawn to it. I need to get another one. I'm going to go order one.
Well, that's a good one. That's a good one. For sure.
Spirit animals.
Well, I would say mine is the crow. And it actually came to me, Heather and I did a Temescal and a sweat lodge. And both times the crow came in very strong.
Wow. Ooh.
Mine's the dolphin.
Oh.
Yeah. I like mine. Mine's the dolphin for sure. At least right now.
Crows and dolphins doing great things together.
Yeah. Land and water.
Yeah.
Air and water, actually. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Define passion.
For me, it's the reason why I get up in the morning.
I think for me, it's something that you love so much. Like my grandpa used to always say to me, if you find what you are passionate about and you do it every day, it's not like work. And so Heather and I are really lucky that we get to do just that.
Wow. Both of those are beautiful. So the universe gave you two free, F-R-E-E, billboards to share one message across the main highways in major cities all around the world. What would these billboards read?
Maybe something to the degree like working with crystals as a tool can help change your life. Mm-hmm. Tap into Mother Earth's energy and gifts.
Oh, yes. And then energy muse.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
I love that. Heather.
Oh. I just think that keep it simple, love, and you're the person that the world's waiting for.
I love that. I also love so many people always think that I say three. But I always said free.
Oh, free.
Everybody,
yes.
Yeah. It's okay. Seriously. Almost everybody, like 80% of the people I interview always end up doing three short ones. It's so great.
Oh.
Oh man, maybe it's a Utah accent. I don't know. Last question that I ask all the Euro Magic guests: how would you advise the Euro Magic listeners to create their own magic?
Well, I think you got to just tap into what you love. I think going back to passion, when you are doing something that you are passionate about, you're helping not only yourself, but more than likely you're going to be helping others. And that's giving back and being of service. And I think that's super important.
Yes, that's beautiful.
And I think, just know that you're magical. It's kind of like when you came here, it's like arms and legs and eyes and nose. Yeah, you're magical. You know, so once you kind of already know that you already have it, you don't have to seek it. It's already within you. You just have to ignite it.
We're all magical. We're all these magical unicorns. It's magical that we're here and we're alive.
We all have a magical gift. Every single person has a gift, a magical gift.
So, amen to that.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you both so much. This went by so fast. Seriously.
It did. Crazy. It did. You're amazing. I can't believe thank it. You.
You both are so amazing. Where can everyone find Energy Muse and get all your crystals and connect with the two of you?
Well, we are online at energymuse.com. And then you can also find us on all of our social platforms of Instagram, Facebook, and also Twitter and Pinterest.
And if you just Google any crystal, they'll probably show up.
That's good.
Thank you both so
much. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Amazing. And you're going to have to come back on before Crystal 365 comes out.
Oh, we would love that. Thank you so much.
I would love that.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Dear Yomi, thank you so much for listening. I hope that this episode shifted something within you or expanded you in some way. Those of you who are new and don't know, there is actually a Your Own Magic secret Facebook group. But it's amazing. It's filled with so many brilliant, like-minded individuals who are all into this too and love to support others along their spiritual journeys. The link for that will be in the show notes. And one big update for the Your Own Magic membership site. Well, starting June 17th, the full moon in June, I'm making some simple changes to the Soul Tribe membership site. It's pretty simple. Those who pay the annual fee, which is $44.44 this year, so for 2019, I just felt like I wanted to make it a lifetime service for you. So you don't have to pay that every year. But instead, you get it for life. And then those of you paying month to month will stay the same for you as your grandmothered in. But for everyone else, starting June 17th, the full moon, I'm going to release a lifetime bundle only option for the $44.44. You purchase it once, you should just get it for a lifetime, you know? Why not? And it's about to have so many new features and will still be updated monthly with meditations and journalings and spiritual tools and some video too. For me to help you become more in tune and connect more deeply with your soul and divine guidance through your own work at home. And most tell me that they use it for their morning routine to kickstart their day in spirit and in a soulful way, and helps them feel like their vibrations are high up there and they feel the shift within. I wanted to give you a heads up well before June 17th is here. So, with all that being said, thank you so much for listening and have a magical day.